You're absolutely right. Christ modeled it for us. And so walk with the joy set before you. Like if you just stop for a minute and think about how many hardships that other people have gone through and Christ tops them all, then regardless of what's going on in your day, you know you're going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And the best news is if you don't make it, you're going to be in glory.
Yeah.
So if it gets so bad that you're not going to make it, you're going to be in glory with Christ.
Yeah.
And you finish the race. But let's be the type of women that finish the race being faithful with what we've been given already. Welcome to Hot Topic October. This is a 5-part series where we are discussing hot topics surrounding our culture.
Yeah, topics that women have latched onto that, or ideas that women have latched onto that are really distracting them from what their mission is and faithfully living before the Lord. And so we're really going to try to challenge those, the faulty ideas, and then two, to provide application about, okay, well, what's next? How do you fight against that? Where do we go from here?
Yep. So, but the first one, the first title, what is it called, Lids?
Suck It Up, Buttercup.
Suck It Up, Buttercup.
Would you like to explain what that means?
Yes. So what kind of woman are we thinking about when we're talking about Suck It Up, Buttercup? We're talking about the kind of woman that just needs her me time, or is just constantly complaining about the next issue, or the type of lady that is just quote unquote struggling with the kids and needs her husband to bring her home a steak because it's been such a hard day. Or, you know, the type of women that just cannot function if they don't, I don't know,
have
get their nap
coffee.
Or have enough coffee, or, you know, if they have a bad day.
Yeah.
And that is just a perpetual issue
problem
for them.
Yeah.
They just always have a bad day. Like,
yeah,
they always have a bad day. Like, it's basically the type of woman. So I don't know. There was a horrible movie that came out years and years ago, and it was a quote-unquote Christian movie, Mom's Night Out.
Yes, I remember this.
And that woman in that movie, the main character, I don't even remember her name, she hates her life, and she says, like, basically, like, her dream was to be a mom, but she's not happy. Because her kids color on the walls and her kids make a mess for her. And she's constantly having to feed them and take care of them and clothe them. And, you know, and she just cannot handle her life. That's the type of people that we're talking about.
Yeah, well, yes. So they're just always giving their emotions an excuse. Like,
it's victimhood.
Yeah. So they're letting their emotions rule the day. So it's like, my life is so hard. Motherhood is hard. I'm doing a lot. I'm keeping people alive. Like, and it's just the perpetual excuse after excuse after excuse. I need the me time. I need a snack. The husband needs to come after working all day, needs to come and then relieve me because guess what? I got to stay home with kids all day, and raising kids is hard. Now, raising kids is hard. I admit, I've never been a mom. I've done a little bit of babysitting here and there. Or just, you know, while you're at church, it's like I enjoy hanging out with little kids. And I understand it's different because I'm not disciplining them. I get it. I don't have the pressures of motherhood on my shoulders. But at the same time, it is what God created you to do. And so suck it up, buttercup. This is your life. This is your job. And so joyfully do that. Because I got to read to you something I found.
While she's looking that up. And I would say even for singles too, like I've met certain singles that are just, woe is me, I'm single, I haven't found a spouse yet. And then I talk to them and they're not doing anything to prepare for motherhood, to prepare for marriage. It's just like, I'm like, well, do you know how to cook? And it's like, well, no. And it's like, well, I mean, maybe you should prepare. You know, maybe you should be doing something. Maybe you should be proactive in trying to do something for God's kingdom and for his glory instead of just whining and complaining and moping that this is how your life is. And it's, you're complaining about the story God's put you in right now, the chapter in your life.
For sure.
So anyway, sorry, go ahead and read your.
So this is, I was looking, doing some research for this episode, actually, and I came across two wonderful gems on social media.
Okay.
About them. It's like a motherhood encouragement.
Okay.
What do you call that? Not website. Profile.
Okay.
Okay. Parenting. Where me time means hiding in the bathroom with snacks. First of all, that's gross. Second of all, we'll come back to that.
Snacks in the bathroom. I know.
Motherhood powered by coffee, chaos, and crying in the pantry.
Oh my word.
So,
let's just analyze what's wrong with that.
Okay.
So, first of all, who's the bigger toddler here? Right? I mean, if you have to sneak into the bathroom with a goodie bag of snacks and food is your emotional resting place, that is just sad. Like,
yeah.
Like, get a grip on your life, for sure. Please. Like, can you, that, and lest we forget, these are your children.
Yeah.
They've been imitating someone all their life. So maybe look in the mirror while you're in there.
Yeah.
And see, are they imitating any of your acts right now? Have you been fostering this? Because 100% you have in some way.
Yeah, if they're being little terrors, as people like to phrase it, that they got it from somewhere.
And it's you.
Yeah, because you're with them most of the time. All the time for some people. So.
Yeah.
That's
just horrible.
But it's a thing that, like, social media is almost always like, you're enough, you are doing enough, life is hard. And it's outside of just moms, too. Sometimes it's directed just at single girls.
Oh, yeah.
But grandmas, whatever. It's like, oftentimes it was just, all right, here's an excuse, here's an excuse, here's an excuse. And if you listen to people.
You are beautiful, you are loved.
Yes. And so if you listen, people give themselves excuses all the time. Like, they'll tell you something that they have done or not done. And if you listen, they're actually, in a way, it's almost like they're confessing to you, they're guilty about something. They feel guilty, but then they give excuse after excuse after excuse for why it had to be that way.
Yeah.
And in some of these situations where it is like, motherhood is hard. And some situations are legitimately hard because people aren't being proactive to actually build or do anything successfully or joyfully. And they don't, they're just going to wallow in their sorrows and victimhood and not be willing to change anything.
Well, and they've been cultivating this. Like, this has been brewing within them. It didn't just happen when they became mothers and had toddlers. It's like, again, we're talking about even single girls that do this.
Yeah.
And it is just, oh, it's so sad and it's so pathetic. It's just get a grip. And these are moms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're going to be raising up the next generation, and goodness knows what that next generation is going to be like if these are the type of women that are raising these kids. Like, that's right, just so
horrible. We were talking about
horrible.
That in the Reformation episode we did.
Yes.
About raising immortal souls. That's not, you being an emotional terror yourself is not feeding your immortal souls well at all.
No. And we come from a family that is very, we just push the limit a lot. We do.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's because our parents push the limit a lot.
Right.
And so what our parents have just cultivated in our family has been the type of attitude where when you're in a game,
mm-hmm.
football, basketball, soccer, whatever, and you watch the players, right? You want to be the type of player that the coach has to bench you and be like, enough, you are going to hurt yourself. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop, take a minute, breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And instead of the type of person where it's like the coach is like, all right, come on, let's go. You need to be doing your job. Come on, go. Do your job. Do exactly what I told you to do. It's not hard. Go.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, and even, I mean, I wouldn't say it's not hard. There are certain jobs that are difficult, more difficult than others. And we're not saying it's going to be easy.
Yeah.
But if you come in with the mindset of, I'm going to attack the day, I'm going to be proactive, I'm going to pursue, instead of just get the bare minimum done and just like, hey, I stopped the darkness from happening today. I stopped darkness from gaining any more ground. It's like, okay, but did you try to take any?
Yeah.
Did you try to take any ground today? Or did you just do the bare minimum?
And that's the thing. I think a lot of this, what pops up on social media or in certain women's groups where they encourage each other about their difficulties, they are giving excuse for simply the bare minimum to be done. And it's never like, okay, but level up, level up, level up. Because if you think right. about it, that is our sanctification process. Although you're going to have ruts along the way, we're not saying that you're not allowed to have a hard day. Sometimes days are crazy and it's like, you know what? We didn't get to bed till midnight last night for whatever reason or yeah. another situation happened. And then we had to be up early the next morning. And I need 2 or 3 cups of coffee today simply for energy. You know, it's try to get stuff done. We're not saying you're not allowed to have that type of day or that
oh,
day
for sure.
isn't going to happen. But it's how often is that happening?
Well, and then the kicker would be, are you sinning in that?
Correct.
Is it just simply, well, this is a hard day and I had to have 3 cups of coffee? That's one thing. But if you're like complaining about it and moping and you're allowing your day, the surroundings of your day, the events to then steal your joy,
mm-hmm.
that's when we're talking about suck it up, buttercup.
Yeah, because not only are we fragile physically, like physically, look at the deterioration of women in our culture. They cannot do a whole lot.
No.
Like we are very weak and needy physically.
Yes.
But then spiritually and emotionally, we have just, we are very whiny and lazy.
We're letting our emotions just rule us. Mm-hmm. And that's not okay.
Yeah.
Because your emotions don't dictate what kind of a day you're going to have.
Correct.
God dictates what kind of a day you're going to have. And I was listening to this sermon by Toby Sumter, and I wish I could remember the title of it. But he was talking about in the morning when you wake up, do you say, Lord Jesus, help me with this day? Do you wake up praying? Do you wake up asking God to help you for the day? Or do you wake up thinking about all the hard things that you have to do? Do you wake up thinking about that next test paper you have? Do you wake up thinking about that next meal that you have to make? Do you wake up thinking about that next meeting, that next work day, that whatever it is, fill in the blank, whatever you've got going on in your life? Do you wake up praying to God? Do you wake up asking him to help you? Or do you wake up praising God? Do you wake up talking to God at all? Or do you just wake up just with all the events of the day in your mind?
Yeah.
And that makes a big difference to your day. Because mm-hmm. when you wake up, you need to acknowledge, God, you rule this day. You rule my emotions. You rule my life. You have written this story for me. You have planned the events of the day beforehand, regardless of what happens. You have ordered it and ordained it to happen in this way. Help me to be faithful in the way you've ordained this day to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Help me to be faithful today. And I mean, our parents have given us, when me and my sister became of age, mm-hmm. you and I became of age. And you know, our parents sat us down and they told us, you know, every month you're going to have issues.
Yeah.
You need to learn to govern yourself. And what we're not going to do is you're not going to get to just be whiny, mopey, and demanding.
Yeah.
You're not just going to get to laze about in the sun like an house dog. You are going to have to continue to function mm-hmm. normally. And that was a tremendous blessing to know right from the get-go.
For sure.
Because it helped prepare us.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say that if you have a really bad day, if you are having an issue, then obviously, you know, take a day. If you're sick and you're just really struggling, take a week, take a day, however long it takes to get better.
If you have the flu, we're not saying you still have to persist and go grocery shopping. We don't want
the flu.
No
one wants you there. No one wants you at the grocery store. Yeah. But we are saying that if this is a regular occurrence mm-hmm. and you just constantly, we knew this one lady. And just every time we saw her, it was the next wrong thing with her. It was what was going, like, she was having this kind of an issue and this kind of an issue and this kind of an issue. Yeah. Almost lost my pen there. And it was like, and you're like, are you ever walking in the joy of the Lord? Like, are you yeah. ever just happy with your life? Or is it always the next problem is the biggest thing that you see? And that's what we're talking about. And this world was not made for you to feel comfortable.
Oh, gracious, no.
Like,
yeah. What's the Indie Wilson, the Death by Living?
Oh my word, it's so good.
Your body is made to be broken. Like, to talk about the laying your life down. Like, we're imaging our Savior who had the ultimate sacrifice of laying his life down and did the hardest thing that anyone would ever have to go through. And so that's what we're looking to. It's not like what your friends on social media are telling you about your emotions.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, honestly, it's Christ. You're absolutely right. Christ modeled it for us. And so walk with the joy set before you. Like if you just stop for a minute and think about how many hardships that other people have gone through and Christ tops them all, then regardless of what's going on in your day, you know you're going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And the best news is if you don't make it, you're going to be in glory.
Yeah.
So if it gets so bad that you're not going to make it, you're going to be in glory with Christ.
Yeah.
And you finish the race. But let's be the type of women that finish the race being faithful with what we've been given already.
Yes.
Yes. And so if you are just like, read the Reformers. We talked about that in the previous episode, and I'm sure we'll talk about it some more.
I mean, hence Hot Topic October. Take a page of the Reformers book, bring reform to the culture, and hammer some really subjects that won't be too popular.
I mean, singing while being burnt alive is quite the feat. The feat. But you have to ask yourself, what were they looking at?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was the joy set before them?
Christ.
Christ walked through death, hell, and the grave.
And overcame.
Yep.
And so because of that, the example, and he'll give you the strength, pray.
Oh, absolutely. So
a lot of the ladies we've interviewed, which has been amazing, they talk about grace in the moment.
Yes.
And so pray.
And God loves to see the deliverance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So like you're saying, pray about it because prayer is potent.
Mm-hmm.
It is it's very powerful. And so pray and ask God. Just simply ask him, like stop and pray and ask God to help you in the situation. And dare we ask for him to give us more?
Yeah, that's actually something that's coming out in our next interview on Monday. Great conversation. Definitely please go listen to it. The wisdom in that episode, it's with Christine Cohen. It's coming out on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And she talks about that. Like, you have seasons where it is just like, okay, what I've been given to do and to conquer in this moment is little kids.
Mm-hmm.
If you have, you know, 4 kids, 5 and under, or whatever the stage may be. Okay, that is, that's what you've got to handle. You have a stage that you need to conquer. But after that, what Christine was saying was like, all right, now, Lord, enlarge my boundaries. Once I've got that level conquered, level up, Lord, give me more to do and help me to be faithful in it.
And a good way to see is like, are you fulfilling your checklist every day?
Mm-hmm.
If that's a yes, then you clearly need more to be doing.
Yeah.
Because I honestly can't remember the last time I actually fulfilled my checklist in one day. Like what I had planned out for the day. Everything got checked off. You know, maybe for a thing, maybe if I had one thing to do, but it's be pushing for more. You'd rather be overachiever than an underachiever.
So why does it matter? Why are we even addressing this topic?
Well, because after the whole Charlie Kirk assassination, there was a search for answers.
Yeah.
People did not know what to do. They still don't know what to do. And we need to be there to provide. This is the time when there has been so much demolition on our nation, so much of just demolishing everything. And this is the time to roll up our sleeves, ask the Lord to be our strength, and to blister our hands building the wall.
Yeah.
Like, this is a time to fight and to build and to conquer and provide the answers because we have all the hope in the world.
Yeah.
And so let's go to town. Let's build. Let's take ground for God's kingdom. And that may look like opening up a business. That may look like feeding your 8 children that are sitting at your kitchen table looking at you. That may look like homeschooling your kids. That may be looking like, you know, walking into a school and you're about to teach a whole group of kids and you're their teacher for whatever subject. That may look like, you know, for our men going to work. That may look like fill in the blank. It could look like a whole myriad of things. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, God will show you. If you ask God to help you to build his kingdom, God will answer that, because that's the dominion mandate. Genesis 1:28 and in Matthew, that is the dominion mandate. And yeah. So take dominion for his glory. I'm reading a book that was recommended to me by an elder, and The Greatness of the Great Commission. Mm-hmm. And it is very good. And it talks about, and there was even a sermon I know that you and I listened to. I think it was The Greatness of the Great Commission by Douglas Wilson. Mm-hmm. Was the sermon. We'll link both the book and the sermon in the description below. But both of those were, I haven't finished the book yet, but I'm working through it. And they're just both so good. Just talking about how we have been given an order and a command, and it's time that we fulfilled it.
Yeah, because I think, honestly, the death of John MacArthur over the summer, mm-hmm. the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and then right after that, the death of Vody Bakum was a big wake-up call for Christians in particular. The Charlie Kirk assassination, I think, was a wake-up call for the nation, but then all three of those men together was a big wake-up call for the Christians. I think, honestly, we got relaxed. Yep. It was kind of like big names like John MacArthur, like Charlie Kirk, Vody Bakum, they've got it handled. I can sit back. They're bringing great reform. They're out
there. Or even like the Wilsons.
For sure. Yeah, I think it's kind of like they're putting out content. They're changing culture, and it's spilling out, so I'm fine. Yep. And it's like, no, you're not. Like, we are required to baptize the nations, to make disciples, and that does start in our own homes, so yep. Conquer that. Then be so fruitful there that it overflows. But we can't just sit back anymore.
No.
We should not have been sitting back. So we were doing a wrong thing. That was bad. But now's the moment. All right, take this fire and build like never before and be ambitious and put another layer on the wall. We've just been standing there. We've been standing right on the same layer that we had for a minute. And certain people are getting their sections. Like, you know, when they're building the wall in Nehemiah, they had sections. They divided it up. Certain people have really just been their sections high up there. And there are others of us that have just been standing doing nothing with what we've been given.
While others pull their weight.
Yeah. But we're kind of like, but they've got it.
Yeah. And so even with Charlie Kirk's assassination, then you had the memorial service. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, it was, praise be to God, it was absolutely wonderful that Trump and Marco Rubio and Tucker Carlson, et cetera, Pete Hegseth, they all preached the gospel in some way, form, or fashion. At least acknowledged God.
Right.
It's a wonderful thing to witness. But we have a job to do. And we can't just sit back. It works bottom up. Mm-hmm. God works in an we live in an upside down kingdom. That's God's kingdom. It's an upside down kingdom. And so we can't just say, well, okay, we've made it. Our leaders have now acknowledged God. No, it's your job now to take that. Take that gospel. The gospel that you know, you have the answer. Mm-hmm. You have the scriptures. Take that and go and expand Christ's kingdom, because otherwise it's just a political figure up there that's just acknowledging God, and it's one man versus the rest of the world, and he can't do anything unless God acts.
Yeah.
God put him there, yes. Mm-hmm. But then God also put you where you're at, and you have to do your duty. You can't, like you're saying, you can't just sit back and be like, okay, well, this is so good. Revival. No, revival happens when unbelievers repent and believe in Jesus Christ and go and pursue his kingdom and his glory.
Well, because it's definitely this, even though we keep referencing all of these, the deaths or assassinations, it's like, it is bigger than this moment. This is something like, if you, it's shaping culture in a big way. And this is something that's like, this is either a good path we're headed down and we'll continue, or it's a good for a minute and then we veer back off to the wrong path. So it's definitely bigger than this moment, because it is, it's a war between light and darkness, same as with our emotions.
Yep.
That's why you're not conquering the darkness within you. You're not repenting.
Yep.
You're just staying in your sin.
Yep.
And so that's the problem.
Yes. And if you're, regardless of whatever phase you're at, if you are getting hung up on the small little inconveniences and discomforts in this world that the Lord is throwing your way, how do you think that when the big inconveniences come that you're going to somehow handle those?
Yeah.
You have to trust God in the small, in the uncomfortability right now, in the frustration, in the whatever is happening, in the stress, which, I mean, if you are like, if you are tempted to react sinfully, ask God to help you. And if you have sinned, repent of it and move on and walk in the joy of God and suck it up, buttercup.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of work that needs to happen. And the last thing we need right now is for a whole bunch of women to let their emotions run themselves and to be ungovernable. Because if a whole bunch of women, how glorious would it be if all these women on your social media, on wherever you meet them, in person, wherever, mm-hmm. just decided to obey God and let God rule their emotions.
Yeah.
And use them for his glory and his kingdom. I mean, honestly, it would be a full-on reformation.
Because we keep referencing, actually, the Lord's telling all this was really great, because as we were prepping for this episode, we were reading, as we keep referencing, Nehemiah mm-hmm. in our yearly chronological Bible reading that we go through as a family, which is referenced in the Christmas episode, in case you missed it, and kind of the importance of why we do that. But we were reading Nehemiah, and so it was really interesting after you had these events, like, to read about them building and the opposition that they were against. And it's kind of like, well, no, we're not going to be distracted. We have our marching orders from the Lord, and we are not going to come down. And so it was, for those of us that are building and that have been building, we have not the time to drag around those who are lazy emotionally.
No,
we have not the time to be pulling you along. So you need to suck it up or be left behind, because we're moving on to bigger and better things that the Lord has given us.
And it starts when your kids are small. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have a little girl that just falls and absolutely loses her mind, then you've got something you got to fix there.
Yeah.
You know, like, you've got to train her, if she falls over, to suck it up, buttercup. And, like, you know, obviously tell her, like, it's okay. Brush it off. You're good. You're fine. You know what I mean? Now, if obviously if she's bleeding and there's a big scenario, then use your discretion. We're assuming that everyone here that's listening to the podcast can use common sense. Use your common sense, use your better judgment, you know, but like, even when you and I have been babysitting and we've been watching kids, and even with our parents to us, it's like, you fall over. If it's just, you know, you scared yourself, then it's just like, okay, come on, you're good. Mm-hmm. You're fine. Like, that's enough now. Stop crying.
Yeah.
Control yourself, and let's move on.
Because more often than not, if you emotionally are stable in that moment, they'll feed off of that and imitate your stableness there.
Yeah.
Don't let your emotions be Sanballat and Tobiah. Don't let them distract you from coming off the wall. And I thought this was very pertinent. Something I know Rachel Jankovic says is, tell your emotions to shut up and salute Jesus. And I think this is another good one, straight from the Bible itself. So, you can tell your emotions, I am doing a great work and I cannot come down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and come down to you?
Yep.
So,
shut that door.
Yeah.
Slam the emotions. And if there are good emotions, you know, like, another good instance, when the Charlie Kirk incident happened, I know there were a lot of different reactions. Obviously, you could have taken that in a way where it was righteous anger or it was unrighteous anger. Mm-hmm. It was a good grief that was a righteous grief, or it was an uncontrolled, unrighteous grief.
Right.
And you have to take your emotions in such a way where you can feel things how God intended you to feel them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And keep your emotions in check. Just check yourself. And if you are sinning in the moment, we talk about this, take yourself to your bathroom, not to eat the goodies. Don't take yourself to the bathroom to eat the goodies and coddle yourself. That's just weird.
Yeah, don't eat food in the bathroom.
That's just disgusting. Mm. And it's sinful. And there's so many things. We could do a whole episode on that one. But just go to the bathroom. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Determine that you are going to walk out of that bathroom with a joyful, glorious, good attitude. And if your children or your husband or your roommate, whoever it is, whoever it may be, whoever's in the house, that saw your bad attitude, ask for forgiveness and walk in the joy of the Lord and ask the Lord for grace. Lord, next time when I do that, help me to fight that.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what you should be doing. And that's nothing that we're not asking of each other.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, like we've talked about it. That we
go give yourself a spiritual spanking and come back.
Come back in the room. That's what I, yeah, just, but then at the same time, you know, if you do that, don't be like, oh man, I didn't suck it up. I'm such a horrible person. Well, now you're just in pride. So just, you know, just walk the joy in the, don't forget the joy in the Lord. The joy in the Lord is very important.
Yeah, I agree. Because I mean, we rejoice always.
Yes.
So,
and if you are so sick, and you're just like, I do not know what is wrong with me, but I am just so sick and I am not functioning and I'm trying my best to just suck it up. This may be a moment where the coach needs to bench you. So
there are those moments.
If you need to go to the hospital or go to the doctor, we're not saying just suck it up, buttercup. Obviously, go do what you need to do. If you've got issues, go fix them. But we are talking about just... most of the women that you see complaining like that on social media are just doing that for victimization and attention. And they want people to feel sorry for them. Mm-hmm. And so that is the suck it up, buttercup. And it's time to go blister your hands because clearly you have not been doing the work of God.
Physically, spiritually, emotionally, we as women need to be strong. Your kids are watching for moms. There are girls behind you. Like us, we're not married yet. So what example are you leaving for your kids, for single girls coming behind you as, you know, grandparents? You're leaving an example to a whole lot of people. So don't be fragile and just remember the people behind you and then, yeah, walk in the joy of the Lord. Keep your eyes on Christ. And that oftentimes, that just getting your eyes off of yourself and looking to Christ. It's the example of the serpent in the wilderness. It's like, look and live. And so... that's what sets your course, sets your mission. Be in the Word. Read good books. Read stories about the reformers who suffered to advance the Protestant faith, to give us Bibles. Like, read those stories. Read the Word. Be in a good church. And just take this moment. This is a big moment in history. Take it and build.
Yep.
And don't ever let that fire go away.
And if you are struggling, change the tune. I know Nancy Wilson says that a lot. Listen to some Psalms, listen to a good sermon, what encourages you in the joy of the Lord. Listen to something like that. Listen to a good story so you can get your eyes off of yourself and trust that the Lord will deliver you from whatever hardship you're going through. But then also know that the hardships only get bigger. And so learn how to tackle them now in a good way.
Closing with this, something we keep referencing about keeping your eyes on Christ. Comes out of Hebrews. We were very encouraged by this recently as we were talking. So Hebrews 12, starting in verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. Ask him for the strength that you need, and he will give it to you. Because he likes to see his kingdom grow. He likes to see his people become more like him.
We don't serve a fragile God.
Don't be a fragile people.
As image bearers, don't be fragile people. Image truth about Christ. Serve the Lord with joy. And let's keep building that wall.
Yep. And be bold.
Yes.
Be bold to rebuke yourself if you're walking in that. And be bold to rebuke others in love.
Be strong and courageous.
Yep. There you go. Until the next Hot Topic.
Yeah. We'll see you all for part 2 of Hot Topic October.
Bye, guys.
Bye.